with eyes of rebuke. He was writing in his journal again, with a pair of reading glasses perched on the end of his nose. I glared nails and ice picks at him. After a while, he turned his head in my direction. Look, I did it for your own good. Do you have any idea what Doug McGrubber would do if he caught you messing with that bison bone? No, but it was a pointless question. For his information, I had lost all interest in the bone. I don't know either, but he sure wouldn't be happy after he spent all day scratching it out of the dirt. Now go to sleep and quit glaring at me. I would glare at him as long as I wanted. I would glare at him until the sun came up, until the chickens came home to rot, until the lion lay down with the lamb, until hogs wore roller skates, until moonbeam, butterball, waxy, spinach leaves, honking banana waffles. Perhaps I dozed. Yes, I'm almost sure I did, because the next thing I knew, I had a foot in my face. Little Alfred's. And the tent was as dark as the inside of a crow. I sat up.
Yawned,
blinked my eyes, and glanced around. Suddenly, I realized that I had been dreaming about bones. Actually, that was nothing unusual. I often had bone dreams, and they were always fun. Sometimes I saw myself chewing on steak bones. Other times, ham bones. And every once in a while, chicken bones. But this dream was different because it involved, well, an ancient buffalo bone. No kidding. I mean, in my dream, I saw it lying in the middle of a square-shaped trench. And I was almost sure that I'd better not say any more because it might sound strange. I mean, bones don't talk, right? Yet this bone seemed to be calling out to me. Oops, I said it. Okay, in my dream, this bone was calling my name and asking. The bone was pleading for me to come and save it from bondage. See, I told you it would sound crazy. A talking bone? Ha ha. Boy, you never know what kind of stuff will show up in a dream. Anyway, it was almost dawn, and I had every intention of going back to sleep if Alfred would keep his feet out of my face. I dug around on the sleeping bag until I had it fluffed up just right. I flopped down, curled up in a tight circle, closed my eyes, and drifted out on a shimmering sea of
Hank! Hank the cow dog!
I sat straight up and lifted my left ear. Lifted my left ear, shall we say, because, well, I was almost sure that someone had called my name. Did you hear it? Maybe not, since you weren't there, but I did, or thought I did. I switched on auditory scanners and did a sweep of the whole area. Nothing. Not a sound. Well, I did pick up some strange noises coming from outside the tent. I perked my ears and listened. Slim. Snoring. False alarm. I snuggled back into my bed and rolled down my eyelids.
Hank! Hank the cow dog! Save me, please! They're going to lock me up in a museum!
My head shot up. Okay, what was going on around here? I cut my eyes from side to side. Somewhere out in the darkness of night, a bone, an ancient bone, was calling me. Would I answer the call? Hang on. It's fixing to get pretty exciting around here.